My guest at this time is Russ Verney. He's the executive director at Project Veritas. The Citizen Journalism Group has released multiple videos this week showing Democratic operatives admitting to stoking violence at Donald Trump rallies with the purported consent and cooperation of the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign, as well as being willing to engage in large-scale voter fraud. And Russ, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's a pleasure to be with you, an honor to visit with your listeners. And I just want to add one more detail in there. In addition to the campaign and the Democratic National Committee and these outside nonprofit organizations, also the Hillary Priorities Super PAC is involved,
right,
in this coordination, which makes the whole thing totally illegal. This is a dark money conspiracy that where these organizations are prohibited from prior coordination with each other. If they're spending money to promote the Hillary election or the Trump defeat, they cannot coordinate. Here we've exposed exactly how they coordinate with each other in violation of the law.
Now, the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee say they don't have any involvement in this, and other Democrats are denying that this is actually happening, yet the key people featured in these undercover videos don't have their jobs anymore. Their names are Scott Fogel and Bob Cramer, and Bob Cramer is a very well-known Democratic operative, and as you've revealed, has visited the White House hundreds of times during this administration. So what does them losing their jobs tell you?
Well, it tells us, first, that nobody has pointed to anything in either of the videos that's untrue or that they challenge the veracity of. So we've got them in their own words admitting to their own underhanded acts of to subvert the Trump campaign in this and to commit voter fraud. So they've not disputed their words. They've fired two of the top people so far, and the only thing that the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary campaign can do is try to attack the messenger. They can't deal with the message, and believe me, this is going to get worse.
And that, I assume, is a reference to the fact that you have several more videos coming, so we can talk about that in just a moment. But in the second video, Scott Fogel talks about how they've been busing people to different polling locations for 50 years. There's a long discussion back and forth with him and, to some extent, Bob Cramer about doing it in this election and getting people registered to vote who shouldn't be. But are they actually doing it?
Well, that's something we have to find out come Election Day. We believe they're actually doing it. But as you point out, in the second video, they talk about their plans to do the voter fraud for the general election and the history that they've done it in elections for 50 years. In the first video, we hear them talking about how they've actually committed the disruptions at the Trump campaigns, and they planted that woman in there who in North Carolina who actually got punched in the face, and they disrupted some of the rallies that Trump was holding, all pretending that they were Trump people that were out of control, when in fact it was the Hillary people that were sent in specifically to get punched and to disrupt things. So in the first video, we see that they're actually doing the things that are despicable. In the second video, we have them talking prospectively about what they're going to do on Election Day. We have to be vigilant, go out and see if we can catch them on Election Day doing those things. But since they've already delivered on their violence at rallies, we have no reason to believe that they don't intend to bus people around to vote and commit other voter fraud.
What else is coming in the future videos without giving away too much?
Well, we've spent a good part of a year building these stories, and we've had as many as 8 different journalists embedded in here. As you can tell from the videos, they had gained the confidence of the highest levels of these Democratic operatives in multiple organizations, Americans United for Change, the Fogel Group, the Democracy Partners. They sat in and listened to conference calls where the campaign, the White House, the Democratic National Committee, and the Super PAC were all on a conference call with these operatives making their plans. So We've got more stuff coming. I think that we filed a Federal Election Commission complaint yesterday because of this prior coordination between them that's in violation of the law. And we think that perhaps this is something the Department of Justice or the Federal Bureau of Investigation should be looking into.
Now, there's a pattern here in the fact that after James O'Keefe did the Acorn videos, the specific people in the video often lost their jobs. Same thing with NPR, and it's happened in other cases. And now it's happened with Scott Fogel and Bob Cramer. So if there are future videos featuring them, I'm guessing the argument you're going to hear is they're not representative of the larger Democratic National Committee or the campaign. And since they don't have these jobs anymore, these videos aren't as relevant as the ones that came out when they had their jobs. What's your reaction to that?
Well, two things. First, as they say in the video, we don't talk about things that we talk about. All this is a wink and a nod. So whether or not they're actually fired or just moved to another company or is yet to be seen. But regardless of whether or not those individuals are still in their positions, the organizations that they're with are still in position and still carrying on, still committing the same type of tactics as when Bob Cramer was the head of the operation or Scott Fogel. They've still got plenty of other replacements out there doing the same things.
Another thing that critics often mention, and it's not just in your videos, we heard this a lot with the undercover Planned Parenthood videos from last year, is that the videos are heavily edited, obviously implying that somehow you're manipulating certain sound bites to suggest that they're saying something that they claim they're not. What's your response to that?
We've asked them to point out anything that they believe the people on the videos did not say. Is there anything in our video that you can claim was not said by that person in that context? Every video that you watch on ABC, Fox, wherever, is edited. We would have to post hundreds of hours of video if you wanted unedited. What people want to know is, are the clips that you're using in here in context? And yes, ours are in context, and nobody has questioned that. Now, they again, to attack the messenger instead of the message, you say that it's heavily edited, and you imply that we've done something nefarious with the editing, but they can't point to anything within the videos that are nefarious. They're the actual words of the targets in their own context, and we allow the people to fully hang themselves in these videos.
You mentioned, Russ, that you had up to eight different embedded reporters in these different organizations. Now that these videos are coming out, it's obviously possible that some of these organizations can figure out who these reporters are. Have you received or have they received any threats, and are you worried about them in any way?
We have not received any threats. We're always mindful that, you know, we go undercover to sting people and to get them to tell us what their real thoughts and feelings are, as opposed to talking points. But sooner or later, somebody's going to try and do that to us. So we're vigilant. We take precautions with our personnel and try best not to put them in any harm's way. And we're also very, very careful with respect to the execution of our investigations to make sure that we don't violate any of the state laws with respect to recording undercover videos. So we're careful in lots of respects, and our employees are fully aware of the potential, and if they have any concerns, we have plans in place to make sure that they feel comfortable and safe at all times.
Finally, Russ, where can folks go to learn more about these videos as well as about Project Veritas?
The ones that were released this week were released by Project Veritas Action Fund. And, folks, you can go to www.projectveritasaction. Veritas is the Latin word for truth, so it's projectveritasaction.com. And there's plenty of videos there for your enjoyment. And we also have our other nonprofit site, projectveritas.com, which has a long history, 6 years history of videos.
Russ, we'll call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Greg, it's an honor to be on with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Russ Verney is the executive director at Project Veritas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.